We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we were up to the prayer. So our custom was instituted a few thousand years ago, is that we read the parasha every week. Later on, we will discuss the laws of reading the parasha. On the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, so the general custom is you declare Rosh Chodesh is going to be on such and such a day. And here, many Ashkenazim have the whole custom of benching the month. Others do not. The only exception is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, where we know when Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out. Everyone knows, so we don't bother announcing it, being that there's a holiday on that Rosh Chodesh. Now, there's another reason that's given. There's this Kabbalistic concept that the Torah calls Rosh Hashanah Kese. Kese is understood as covered, hidden. So we understand it simply that that's the only holiday when the moon is hidden, because every other holiday is later in the month. The earliest holiday we have is Shavuos on the 6th of the month. You can see the moon. Rosh Hashanah is with the new moon, where you basically cannot see the moon by the time the holiday is in. So that's the simple reading. Yet our sages said that there's a concept of Rosh Hashanah being hidden, that the idea of Rosh Hashanah being on Rosh Chodesh is hidden. And so even in the prayer, we don't mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. Chazal understood that for some reason, we can discuss why, but for some reason Chazal understood that the Rosh Chodesh aspect of Rosh Hashanah should remain hidden. Why? Maybe after this we can discuss why. Some have the custom that before the Shabbos, before Rosh Chodesh Av, they do not declare it's Rosh Chodesh. They just say this sentence about Mechadesh Chodeshim, God who makes the new months. But in Jerusalem, the custom that I've always seen is that we do declare the month of Av. I've never seen this custom not to declare. Well, we have a custom that we stand when Rosh Chodesh is being declared. We have a custom that on Shabbos, the rabbi gives a speech. We learn words of Torah on Shabbos. The custom is that we do it between Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf. At some point between Shachris and Musaf, the rabbi speaks. Most often it's after the reading of the Torah before we start Musaf. It's customary that we collect charity, that we collect dedications. Obviously, you don't bring your checkbook to shul on Shabbos, but people do pledge amounts to charity on Shabbos during that time. One may not take the time between Shachrit and Musaf to give a speech about something that is not Torah. The time of prayer is not designated for that. You want to give a speech about the importance of, the importance of planting trees on Tu Bishvat, that's not the time for it. You want to give a drasha about the importance of people going for a regular dental checkup, it's not the time for it. This is a time where we're praying, we're reading the Torah, and we also permit a speech which involves words of Torah, which involves teachings of Torah. Yes?
What is the difference?
Torah belongs in prayer. A speech about why doesn't everyone get their teeth checked, or you should all write legal wills, because you might find a surprise if you don't. That's nice advice, but it has nothing to do with Torah. It doesn't belong in the middle of prayer. Okay, people sometimes think if it's a time for a speech, you can give a speech about many things.
How come Tu Bishvat?
I had a guy who told me that people owed him money and he was going to come to shul when the rabbi was supposed to speak, and he was going to bang on the bima and say, "Gentlemen, you guys owe me money, and I'm not leaving the podium until you promise you'll pay me this week." People think if it's a time for the rabbi's speech, so they can also give a speech. Okay, so he says, no, it's only a time for Torah. What were you saying?
How come the Tu Bishvat thing is not part of Torah?
Okay, to be continued. We pray Musaf directly after Shachris, just as the Musaf offering, the Musaf sacrifice, was offered directly after the morning sacrifice. And the morning prayer corresponds to the morning sacrifice. The Musaf prayer corresponds to the Musaf sacrifice. One should not postpone praying Musaf beyond the seventh hour of the morning. Remember, we're working with the sundial, so the seventh hour is when you divide the day into 12 equal parts. If a person did not get to daven Musaf within the first 7 hours of the day, so then the halacha calls him a posheya, someone negligent, but nonetheless he should pray, and he still has fulfilled his obligation. It's improper, he shouldn't have waited that late, but it's still a kosher prayer. If a person missed Musaf on Shabbos, there's no making it up. Although we said if you missed Shachrit, you can make it up in Mincha. You missed Mincha, you could make it up and daven a double Ma'ariv. That is not the case with regards to Musaf. If you missed Musaf, you can't make it up. The idea of Musaf is, this is the sacrifice that was added in honor of this day. You missed the day, you can't make it up tomorrow. You can't say that tomorrow. Yeah?
What do you mean by a double Ma'ariv or making it up at Mincha?
We discussed it last week, no? I had a whole class on it last week. Sorry. Other one. Ask Thursday. We'll get there. What happens if it's Rosh Hashanah and you didn't get up to the Musaf prayer until 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So then, technically, you have two prayers before you. It's time for Mincha. It's time for Musaf. Which takes precedence? So Shulchan Aruch says Mincha takes precedence because we have a rule, Tadir v'sheino Tadir, something that's frequent and something that's infrequent. Tadir kodem, the frequent one, takes precedence. Being that we daven Mincha every day and Musaf only on certain special days, so Mincha is the Tadir, the more frequent one. Mincha takes precedence. So very often, shuls that have a chazan that daven's long, and then a rabbi gives a long speech, and then you take a long time, people pledging and fighting for the aliyos, so then it's time for Musaf, but it's already Mincha time. Which do you daven first? So the custom is, we don't get people all annoyed, we daven Musaf first. But the Shulchan Aruch says we should daven Mincha first. And nonetheless, he quotes, it's an argument, not everyone agrees which takes precedence, because really, you were obligated to daven Musaf from the morning already. So there's room to say Musaf should come first, and there are really conflicting opinions. And so, I've never seen anyone daven Mincha first. I've seen many shuls go overtime and run into the problem. We try to avoid the problem. But sometimes things are unavoidable. We had once in shul that a guy fainted. Okay, so that sort of pushed off everything until you dealt with him. You know, you have different things. Sometimes it's beyond your control, and you do end up with this problem. So again, technically it says you should daven Mincha first. Practically, we don't have that custom.
There's a contradiction what you say. Because you say that you're supposed to daven Musaf before Mincha.
You should, but you don't always make it.
You're right.
No, because we said if you didn't make it within the first 7 hours, you have all day. You may daven Musaf all day. It's just considered like it's negligent if it took that long to get there.